From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. So listen, between acting, her new relationship book, numerous endorsement deals, a reality show, and being a mom and wife, Lala Anthony makes time to raise awareness about HIV/AIDS and other health-related issues. She is a health ambassador with the Reed for Hope Foundation, started by media mogul Robbie Reed. I'm going inside her story with Lala Anthony in honor of National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. Good morning, Lala.
Good morning. How are you? So nice to talk to you.
Glad to have you here. Now, listen, on World AIDS Day back in December, you joined me and Magic Johnson at the Apollo Theater for a panel discussion. You were really passionate as you, talk to the audience about HIV/AIDS. Why is being part of this discussion so important to you?
You know, because I think the best way to raise awareness is to have discussions and talk about it and make people understand that it's not an embarrassing thing to talk about, because the more you talk about it, the more you educate yourself and educate people out there. And from that panel I did with you, I was just so overwhelmed with knowledge and also overwhelmed with understanding that there's so many people out there who lack information, who lack the right information, that I wanted to be a part of this and to continue to spread the message to people out there.
Well, one of the things that we lack, we don't know, a lot of us in the Black community, is what our status is. What would you say to anyone who is afraid to get tested?
I would just say, you know, it's such a difference when you get tested and you find out your status early. There's so many things that can be done to help you if you find out your status early rather than later. So that in itself would make me feel more positive about checking, you know, my status. And if you talk about it openly with your partner, go get tested together. Make it something that you guys can do together. It doesn't feel something that's so scary or something that you have to be embarrassed about. So again, conversation is what helps in these situations.
Now, speaking of togetherness, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and you just released a relationship book. The Love Playbook is the name of it. You are married to record-breaking NBA player Carmelo Anthony. So, you know, women are going to say, oh, she's written a book called The Love Playbook. They think it's going to tell them how to marry a multimillion-dollar athlete. Tell us what women will really get out of this book, Lala.
Well, the tone of the entire book really is about loving yourself, self-esteem, not feeling like you need a man to feel whole. A lot of women out there feel like I'm a failure if I don't have a man, or they let a man control their every move or their emotions for the day. And the book is really about loving yourself and understanding that self-love is the most important love out of everything. So that's what the book is about. And I'm happy to announce that I found out maybe yesterday that the book is number one on the New York Times bestsellers list, which is so mind-blowing and amazing. And I'm so happy with how successful the book is doing.
Lala, congratulations on that.
Can I just say that this is National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, and you're wearing red, of course, and in honor of that. And I'd just like to put in a pitch for you to wear red and your husband to wear red and sign with the Chicago Bulls.
Sybil, seriously, Sybil. They are not leaving New York.
Wait, where's this going? Where am I? Where am
I? She went a long way for that one.
They are not leaving New York. You know what? In this book, though, Lala, you write a lot about, you know, you talk about the fact that your relationship with Melo is not perfect. It hasn't been perfect. How do you stay together and make it work?
You know, it's communication, it's trust. When you're with somebody for this long, you have to have great communication. We're not around each other all the time. He travels, I travel. So we have to have communication. And I always say, if anyone tells you their relationship is perfect, they're absolutely lying. And I was honest enough to say that I've been through ups and downs in mine. And, you know, we've worked through it. So I'm really, really happy with where we're at now and how well the book is doing and being able to spread, you know, things that I've been through to help other people out there.
Now, for anybody trying to date Tom and Jay, there's a section where you say you can change a player. I'm going to let you explain that one.
Well, you know, I said that I actually said the core of a person can't be changed, but there are certain things that you can change. You know, when I first met Melo, he was your typical basketball player as far as, you know, he had the entourage. He wanted to go out all the time, and I was able to kind of show him what family was about, and being a family person, I was able to show him that. But he wanted to learn that. He wanted to be that person. A person has to want to be that in order to be changed, because some people, they're happy with how they are, and you're not going to change them. And a lot of women sit in relationships for a long time hoping to change someone, and that's definitely a bad thing.
And how long do you stick it out? Do you think that you stick with a person before you realize it's time to move on? Do you talk about that?
When you're dating.
Talk about that, and I talk about it varies per situation, and only you know your situation and what feels right. And women know if something is a dead end. We just stick in it, hoping that one day we're going to wake up and it's going to change. But we have our intuition, and in the book I definitely talk about, we hold all the power. So we know if something is just a dead end and if we're wasting our time.
And you're wasting your time in New York, I'm just saying.
Stop it. Let's talk acting real quick, Lala. Think Like a Man 2, you're in that. What other movie roles are you working on?
Well, I'm on a new television series called Power on the Stars Network that 50 Cent is executive producing, so that'll start airing early summer. Think Like a Man 2, and I'm currently shooting a movie called November Rule that Queen Latifah is executive producing. So my plate is definitely full, but all great stuff, and just happy to be working.
And your DVD for Baggage Claim is out, too. The DVD for Baggage Claim.
Yeah, Baggage Claim
is
out on DVD now.
Such a great movie.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I enjoyed
it. I loved it so much. How do you make having such a busy career work with your relationship when he's so busy, too?
You know, you have to prioritize, and I always tell people you have to put time and energy into your marriage, into your relationship. You know, we work so hard at our careers, at being parents, and sometimes we just neglect our relationship. So I have to remind myself to always put the time and energy into my marriage, because it's not just going to sustain itself. I have to put work into it, so I definitely make time for it.
Now, you spoke earlier about... I know we're out of time. What are you guys planning for Valentine's Day?
It's All-Star Weekend in New Orleans, so we'll probably have some good food down there, hang out, hear some good music, and just, you know, enjoy ourselves.
Okay. Lala Anthony, as always, thank you so much. The book is The Love Playbook, and congratulations for being a New York Times bestseller.
Thank you. It's always so fun talking to you guys, and I'm available anytime. Thank you so much.
Come to Chicago.
All right, honey. Have a great day. Stop it,
Sybil. All right.
Bye. She is staying in New York.
Can you see Derrick Rose and Carmelo Anthony standing there side by side, accepting that championship trophy? Can you... I'm the only one that can see this. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're the only one. Yeah.